All right, I want to tell you about a case study called the Little Albert Experiment. A psychologist named Watson had noticed that loud noises caused fear in children, so he related this to classical conditioning. In other words, fear was the innate response the children had to loud sounds. Well, after that, he wanted to see if he could condition a child to fear other stimuli that the kid wouldn't normally be afraid of. So how did he do this? Well, they chose an emotionally stable baby, about 8 months old. Keep in mind this was done in 1920. Today it would be extremely unethical. They did some tests by exposing little Albert to different stimuli, and he didn't show fear or seem to have any phobias. Then they made noise when Albert touched the white rat that they had released, and as expected, he got scared. After several repetitions, Albert associated the rat with the noise, and eventually the rat alone was enough to get an emotional response and make him cry. Interestingly, Albert had showed distress weeks after, and had generalized his fear to other furry objects, not just the rat.